power of the Spirit to let us pray to the Father, who alone makes us dwell in safety. This we do through Christ, the Saviour of the world.
Father, on this, the night he was betrayed, your Son, Jesus Christ, washed his disciples' feet. We commit ourselves to follow his example of love and service. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
On this night, he prayed for his disciples to be one. We pray for the unity of your church. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
On this night, he prayed for those who were to believe through his disciples' message. We pray for the mission of your church. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
On this night, he commanded his disciples to love, but suffered rejection himself. We pray for the rejected and the unloved.
Lord, hear us and humble us.
On this night, he reminded his disciples that if the world hated them, it hated him first. We pray for those who are persecuted for their faith. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
On this night, he accepted the cup of death and looked forward to the new wine of the kingdom. We remember all those who have died in the peace of Christ. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
We pray for all who are affected by coronavirus, through illness, or isolation, or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
We place into your guiding hands those who are leading our nation at this time and shaping national policies, and that, inspired by your Spirit, they may make wise decisions. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
Wise God, and source of all goodness, sustain and inspire all doctors, nurses, and medical researchers that, despite their exhaustion, through their care, skill, and insights, many will be restored to health. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
Loving Father, bring to the vulnerable and the fearful, the gravely ill, including our Prime Minister, and the dying, your comfort and peace. Lord, hear us.
And humble us.
Now we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you."
Our hymn at the offertory is, "O Thou, who at this Eucharist didst pray," in AMS, that's 265.